Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's more than a talent show, it's a learning experience. It's Black on Black Crime Hip Hop Workshop, where you can be mean, but keep it clean. It's the only hip hop show that has radio DJs, politicians, newspaper reporters, out of town guests, independent celebrities, and sound advice. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1 featuring Sound Solid Entertainment, DJ Dollar Rock, United North member Squab Gotti, and Monolithic representative, the Jared. Yeah, this is AUG, Always Underground Game. Got the new CD coming out, Underground Levels of Game. Make sure you check for it very soon. Check out www.myspace.com, Always Underground Game. Yeah.
This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah.
And welcome once again to it. I'm feeling real good to start things out, and I'll tell you why. You are listening to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 5, Verse 6, and that man, M-A-N, acronym, abbreviation for Music Activism News. We started out with my man, A-U-G. Almost 11 years ago, he did that song called Hip Hop Workshop. And the number here for those online, you can do what that 216-213 number did. You can call in, say what's on your mind. But you can definitely call in the 646-478-0944 for those who want to just chime in. Don't just look at the computer. Call in and be involved, then I'll give you the three quick disclaimers that you need that will get you involved at the right time, at the right place. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three. You may not want to talk, but I may take the time to see what's on your mind. You are important. Okay, I'm looking at these phone lines get filled up. So as I come down to see what I need to do, welcome aboard to that 216-486. I'm just thankful for all the ones who are calling in, and as I prepare to do certain things, I know what I do need to do, and that is let people know the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Before I get so swapped, I won't be able to do that. So number 10, the Black Man Army themes, that's in the number 10 spot. Number 9, Dizog. Number 8, Redebut. You know, Norris Cole, his jersey was retired at Cleveland State University. He played on the Horizon League. He won two NBA finals alongside the Miami Heat. Went to a couple more. Sheriff Kiroy and Emacs gave the tribute song. Definitely did that. And it was a beautiful thing at the past Hip Hop Workshop. More on that workshop in just a little while. Number 7, Native. Number 6, Black House Sounds. That Cleveland Conscious Rap project is coming up. Number 5, moving up, Rob Cartel. Number 4, Biggest Jump, moving up. Wow, it just so happened to be the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. More later. Number 3, Black Odyssey, Stolen Dreams, Keep Praying, over 1,000 views. Man, I'm proud of them. Number 2, moving up, Ayolo, Black Man Army member, Perfect Storm. That's a song about Tamir Rice. He had a video shoot that he did today. He's in production on that. I'm glad he is. 2 weeks at the number 1 spot. Suave Gotti would never be. Wow. I'm looking at that 216-406 as well. So, you know, I just want to say that this show is going to jump around quite a bit, like it kind of should, I suppose. I'm very thankful for how things have been going the past weekend. So I'll tell you what I do. Before I get to the first phone caller, I just want to let people know that you can tune in to the Art McCoy Radio Show, which is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And that's 1490 AM WERE, www.newstalkcleveland.com. And I'm also looking at a whole bunch of ones all across the board. Sometimes I get tired when I see those numbers because it just lets me know I think the IRS is going to call. But if it is the IRS, that's all right. I know how to hang up real quick and let them know that you're not listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street. You're listening to Felipe's show. But anyway, this will be interesting to see who that phone caller is. I also want to let people know that should you choose, you can always check out whohasthepowerradio.com. And because I get into trouble because I never give enough information, hey, that's what a lot of people have said. Sometimes I should ignore them, but there are other times I don't. I want to let people know that the Cleveland Public Library, yes, the Cleveland Public Library, Thursday, February 18th, Lewis Stokes Main Library Auditorium, which is 325 Superior Avenue. Dr. Khalil Gibran Muhammad, director of the Schomburg Center for Research on Black Culture and New York Public Library, will speak on the Criminal Injustice Center, and that's on Thursday, February the 18th. You should also get in touch with the Cleveland Public Library, CPL, and see what other Black History Month events are going on. And the reason that I'm saying that is there's so many things happening that I would love to see people become more involved with those. As a matter of fact, now I really have to be on my P's and Q's because I have so many people on the phone lines now. This is going to be very interesting, but when you call at the beginning, I can at least guarantee you that you will be on the air. So we're going to make things as easy as I can since you were there first. And you know, like, the rules to the particular show and everything like that. Let's just say 216-213, what's on your mind this evening? 216-213, what's on your mind? And you probably called just to listen, which you can do. And I appreciate that. You know, that's the one thing that I like to say is that you could definitely call in, listen, but I want to let people know. If you feel like later on, oh, I wish I'd spoke, if you didn't press the one key, you can always press the one key. And then you say something, you say, wow, I wish I'd gotten a chance to get that off my chest. You can always call back in. Time permitting, I'll do everything I can to get you on the air because I expect you to at least teach me something that I did not know. So before I go to the 216-486, 216-406, all these ones, and the 216-209, the 216-702, like I say, everybody have your bullet points because I need to get everybody on the phone line. I expect to do that. That's what I'm supposed to do. Now, with that being said, I'll let you know real quick that this same phone number, 646-478-0944, Wednesdays, Cleveland Standard Time, Emax in the Mindset. And on Fridays and Saturdays, my man Emax at 8 p.m., he deals with music and music business. But on that Wednesday, Cleveland Standard Time, it's at 9 p.m. So you definitely could check that brother out. And I also want to call the attention to Kicking It With Kim on MyLoudRadio.com. That's Mondays at 6 p.m. She likes to deal with a whole lot of solutions in the neighborhood and in the community. I know that I gave people a few things of what's going on. So I also want to let you know this month, feel free to check out Rock and Roll Hall of Fame website because free Friday, February 19th and Friday, February 26th, 1 to 2 p.m. Call for more info. They've got like Soul Power events going on. Wednesday, February 24th, 7 p.m., Grandmaster Flash and Raheem from the Furious Five. Free, they'll be talking about some things from the hip-hop era and certain things that have happened, but you need to call or contact for tickets to make sure you get into that event. Looks like it'll be some strong lectures going on, and you can also find out other things that's going on for Black History Month as well. Come on down. Feel free for those listening across the country. Come on down to Cleveland, Ohio. Things will be interesting. You might even get a chance to see Johnny Manziel. For all you women, be careful because he does not treat women that well. But for the fellas out there, you might be able to get him to drink with you, and he might bust some future raps with you. With that being said, I'm going to go down to the next person who is on the phone line, and I'm going to check out and see what is happening with this 216-486 phone number. How you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter, and I would just like to thank Mr. and Mrs. Raleigh Kidd, because they've been friends to us a mighty long time. And I'd like to thank them and also express sympathy to Mr. Wilcox. He lost his wife, Edie. And I know they've been married all those years and so forth, and I know it's rough for him, so our prayers and love go out to him and also to Mrs. Marie Batiste, who lost her daughter, Nikki.
Yes.
So I express our sympathy to that family as well. And I now back out and just listen to the rest of the show.
Thank you so much for that, and we appreciate you.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. Thank you. And don't think we haven't forgotten. By next week, we need to hear that poem, Way Down in Alabama. So the reason I say that is because you touched upon something. Definitely a rest in heaven for those names that were brought out, as well as Maurice White, Earth, Wind, and Fire founder. It was a horn-driven band, sold more than 90 million albums worldwide with hits like Shining Star, Boogie Wonderland. He passed last Wednesday at the age of 74, Parkinson's disease. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2000, said he wanted music to inspire rather than just entertain. And I got a chance to see them perform, and it was very, very, very eye-opening. It was at the Wolstein Center, Cleveland State. And I could say I appreciated that particular program. You know, before I do anything else, I'm looking at the fact that I'm seeing like a 216-406 phone number. I have all these ones in front of me, a 216-209. Before I do that, I want to take the time and let people know, it'll take a couple of minutes, trust me. But it's good news, so it should be all right. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop number 165 was held, and some of the people on the list happen to be Mama Porter, Steve Whipple, Mr. Milligram from Flowmasters from VoiceOfRadio.com. Vero did his thing. Brandon, Marcus, Tina Hobson, we'll get into what she had to say in just a little while. Bernetta, MC Fame, Wilshawn Lawson, we had Karma, and then we had Laura Cowan. We'll get into that in just a little while. Kenneth Bryant, Tori Wilson was in the house. We definitely had Dwight Chilius, So-So Dizzy, LaVonya Williams, John Utlack, that was my man Vero's father. We had Skylar, Angie, D-Way, Controversy, and you also had so many others like Jameer, LaTanya, my man Chillville, he did his dance steps, which was real nice. You had so many others like Brantley, Masty, Shoddy, Ronnie B. from 1008 Vision. Get into that in just a little while. Janine Jones, 1008 Vision. If he's the CEO, well, she's the president of 1008 Vision. We also had quite a few others like Aisha, Maisha, Jaleel, Coco Z, Riff Raff, Aziza. They brought their daughter with them, which was beautiful. You had my man representing CGS. You had Nizzy, as well as Robin. And you also had elect Cassandra McDonald, Joyce Allen, Tierra McCreary. And I just want to say, as I get into a little bit of what happened with that particular program, if you have MC Derek, Danielle Woods, Twiggy, DJ Dollar Rock on the Wheels of Steel, Spade 216, LB, Cleveland State University staff. But this is what I want to point out, what made it so nice to me. I mean, the first entertainment school in the world will open at the arcade, and MC Fain and Dwight Chilius, they spoke about that well. Coco Z gave $15,000 worth of free music advice. That's about a year's worth of advice. For those who didn't take it, wish you were there. Tina Hobson, she spoke on women having pride no matter the size and that women can work together. She's living proof. We also had Laura Cowan, who spoke on domestic violence and being on national TV. Silver B spoke on the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show, being around for 3 years. Yes, we celebrated our 3-year anniversary. And for those who don't know, you can catch that on voiceitradio.com every Thursday, 3 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time. And it was real nice that he brought people with him to give tribute to myself, Mama Porter. Now, Ronnie B. during Hip Hop Workshop News spoke to parents. And the reason that I'm condensing a lot of it is it makes sense when you think about it. He spoke to parents about watching what their children see and do on the Internet. Now, what makes it so profound is within the past 48 hours. I didn't even know this was going on. But in Summit County, Twinsburg, it says police are investigating the blog T-Berg Nudes. That's right, T-Berg Nudes, with a headline on there that said, "Only Girls." And it had 14 nude girls, ages 15 to 17, with 10 from Twinsburg High. Part of the site, which had been taken down since, said, "Ohio can look, see Twinsburg girl nudes. Twinsburg has a lot of sexy people, but it's really rare to get their nudes if they send them out, nude on." That's very sad because it's teenage girls. Investigators believe the pics were voluntarily sent to one person with the understanding for them not to be shared, but the photos were sent to someone else who uploaded them anyway. Now, it kind of goes into a word of warning for parents and all those out there. Also, look out for Snapchat, because in Arizona, it got a 19-year-old fired from her daycare job she took while holding her middle finger up in the middle of her job and said, "Hey, I love these." You don't know if she said effing kids or not, but her middle finger was up. And at the end of January, a group of teens wore T-shirts spelling out a racial slur. Yeah, it was the N-word. Now, here are some Snapchat rules for those who aren't sure what it is because it's something new. Snapchat isn't for those younger than 13. Ages 13 to 17 need parental support, so parents do your job. Number two, privacy settings are two: my friends and everyone. Now, number three, control your friends list. Make sure you don't have a lot of friends if they're not your friends and you don't know who they are. Number four, Snapchats won't disappear. Number five, replay, featuring hours earlier. So if you don't like something you share, don't reshare it. Number six, illegal content can be reported. Number seven, block it. You can blocking featuring secretly unfriending people. Now, since she came out, I want to also give credit to the politician who came through, Cassandra McDonald, for State Representative District 8, where Ohioans are resilient, strong, and committed. We need a legislature who can relate to people and their issues. I am Ohio. Let's move past adversity and win. And for those who want to know more about her, I mean, I've got the chance to work with her before when she was looking out for East Cleveland's best interest. You could definitely Facebook.com or profile her. Definitely committee to elect Cassandra McDonald. She is definitely a friend on Facebook under elect Cassandra McDonald. Definitely for state representative. And it was nice that she came out there and spoke about the importance of voting, knowing your issues. And also, it was nice that Simply United Together had voter registration. There was the Norris Code giveaway. It was real nice to be a part of that. Well, we gave out singles of that. Real to my man, Emax the Image. And in the next couple of months, Logan Wolf will have a video shoot at the Hip Hop Workshop. He's a member of Seven Nation Urban Survival. And my man, he used to be known as Mercy, Clark Kent. It's good to see him turn into that much-needed businessman. So with that being said, I know I've talked too much, but it was just one of those things that it was so much going on at the workshop, I couldn't believe it. So with that being said, 216-406, that's 216-406, how are you doing?
I'm doing super great today, Brother Al Porter Jr. Thank you, thank you. And Liz, let me say right now, I never get tired of hearing you talk, because every time you open your mouth, you've got something inspirational, motivational, encouraging, educational to say to the people in this city. So keep talking. Don't you ever stop talking, please, please, please.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Wow, I enjoy every word that comes out of your mouth. Believe me, I do. I really do.
And thank you so much for being there the past Saturday and sharing the words of wisdom.
Well, you know what? It was so important because, well, first of all, my name is Tina Hobson, a.k.a. I Am a Superwoman, executive producer of I Am a Superwoman Radio Network. And I want to thank you for the honor of being asked to come out to the Hip Hop Workshop number 165 this past Saturday. And you know, my theme was sisters supporting sisters. You know, there's this myth, this lie that black women can't get along. But black girls rock. We rock. And we rock together. And the proof of that was Cassandra McDonald came out. Amy Powell came out. LaVon Hill Williams, she came out and did the voter registration. You know, some of my other sisters came out, and it was a beautiful thing that in the end we incorporated all sisters, no matter what color. We as women, we can get along. We do get along. When there's a like-minded purpose and goal for what we want to do in this world, nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop us. So, yes, sisters do get along, and you gave us the opportunity to show that with DJ Coco Z and, you know, all the other ladies that were there that spoke. It was a beautiful thing. It was absolutely amazing. I'm honored to have been there. I am truly, truly honored. Thank you.
No problem. No problem at all. And for those who don't know, let them know about your network, please.
Okay. I Am a Superwoman Radio Network. We air on Blog Talk Radio several times a week, Friday night, 9 o'clock p.m. I Am a Superwoman 2. Topics of relevance that empowers the superwoman in you. And we got a few good supermen who support us, like you, Al Porter, Charles Yassey, and so many others. And then on Sunday, I have a full hour of praise and worship gospel music. That's at 8 p.m. One of my new shows is the Patrice, the Miss Savvy Pro Show with host Patrice Jackson. She's actually going to air tomorrow night at 9 o'clock p.m., a new show that just started last Tuesday also, the Ask Kiki Show. This is for women who don't know yet that they've got a purpose. And they've got vision,
okay.
And they've got dreams. So we women ask her, because she's a serial entrepreneur. She's a true boss lady in every sense of the word. And so we do that every – Miss Patrice, she's on the second and fourth Tuesdays. Ask Kiki is the first and third Tuesdays. And coming up in March, we're going to be doing a financial show with Sylvia Brock Williams. She's going to be talking about how to manage your finances and different resources and opportunities that will help you gain wealth. And this coming Friday, my special guest is actually a spotlight on Cleveland, will be She Speaks Purpose, another entrepreneur extraordinaire. So, yeah, we women, we rock. We rock. Yeah, we do.
Yes, you all do. And it was such a good thing. You know, you can say all kinds of things and tell somebody something, but you all really set that example that was much needed. And once again, we always appreciate everything that you do.
Thank you. I appreciate you in return. Believe me, I do. If I didn't believe it, I wouldn't say it.
I believe that. I believe that. And maybe, just maybe, as you hold a line, you hear something else that you might like.
I know I will. Thank you. Oh, and let me shout out to Mama Porter. Oh, my goodness. She is such a, talk about girls who rock. This lady rocks. I mean, she's honest. She's forthright. She's a Christian. She is the epitome of motherhood. She gave birth to you, okay? So I really can leave it at that. But I just want to say how much I love her. You know, I called her in the middle of the night the other night, and she was just as cordial. I'm like, oh, my God, I called the wrong number. But she didn't hang up on me. She was sweet and polite and loved on me and understood that I was just all over the place. Then Saturday when I saw her, I got a wonderful warm hug. I love Mama Porter. I love, love, love her. Mama Porter, you rock.
I trust me, I appreciate that, and I know Mama Porter appreciates that too. So I thank you so much for that.
Bless you, Brother Porter.
May you stay blessed as well. And wow, now I have this jump start, so I guess I can be calm, cool, and collected for the rest of this show. Thank you very much, Superwoman Tina Hobson.
Okay, God bless you.
God bless you. And you can tell when a person is humble because sometimes they don't even say everything that they do, such as the fact that Tina Hobson is an accomplished author as well as, if you couldn't tell, a motivational speaker. Now, before I come to all of those ones on the phone line that I'm very leery of and go to the 216-209, do my best to get to 216-337 and 216-417, because you're right, I don't give enough information. I want to let people know Truth is Freedom Radio is on Blog Talk with Pastor Cheryl live Friday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's a 657-383-0613 phone number. Also, if you want to hear more music than even I can provide you with, you can check out shoutcast.com. You go there and type in Hood Tunes Radio, and a lot of the songs that you hear on my playlist, on Emacs, the Image playlist, that's 24 hours a day with regional artists and others. And for consideration, you can always send your music through EMAXX Radio. That's emaxradio@gmail.com. You can be added into rotation. And we play that music 24 hours a day, courtesy of my man Emacs the Image. And that's at shoutcast.com and type in Hood Tunes Radio. And since I know I don't do enough in the community, I know I've heard it before. I'm letting you all know that this coming Friday evening, 1899 Euclid Avenue, that's 1899 Euclid Avenue, main classroom building, large room 136 East 22nd, it's movie night. It's free. That's right. We have a movie, and we have about 12 door prizes. And I want to let you know that the movie is called American History in Black and White from Davis Barton. Now, it's setting the record straight, and we're going to supply popcorn, nachos, prizes, at least 12 prizes, and it's sponsored by the Inner City Republican Movement. Man in the Streets will definitely be there to facilitate a lot of things. And we will be dealing with, and I think this is very interesting from David Barton, people such as the Reverend Richard Allen, Reverend Henry Highland Garnett, who's the first African-American to deliver a sermon in Congress, the Reverend Hiram Rhodes Revels, the first black U.S. senator, Joseph Hayne Rainey, the first African-American elected to the United States Congress, Jefferson Franklin Long, John Rock, the first African-American to the U.S. Supreme Court bar, John Roy Lynch, the Reverend Frederick Douglass, the first African-American to be appointed to office in four different presidential administrations. So at least we're providing some history for you. I think I'm kind of supposed to do my part. So with that being said, I'm going to check on all these 1-1-1. It's so many ones. I don't know what's going on. So this is Al Porter, Man in the Street. I want to say you're on live. What's going on? So I take it you just wanted to listen, which I can feel you on, but there was about 10 ones on here. And I thank you just for calling in to listen. If something comes up and you want to say something later on, that's cool with me. You can always dial back. Or since you didn't hit it, you can hit the one key. But like I give that fair warning, I don't care if you just call to listen or not. I'm going to come to that phone line to see what's on your mind, because you might say something that a majority of people may need to hear. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go out here and just say that there are some interesting things that people probably do need to think about before I go in. I need to let people know I'm coming to them because they might not expect it. So there's a 216-209, 216-337. I'm going to bother that 216-417. But I want to let people know that if you haven't heard, Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson is going to ask voters to raise taxes, which will be a 2.5% increase. Now, suburbanites are probably mad. After all, you make up 87% of our tax base, although you live far from Cleveland. Blight, crime, decaying roads, and social ills in our city, but you suburbanites don't even get a say in what's going on. That's kind of taxation without representation, which is why our forefathers went to war with England. Then again, I can't feel too sorry for you. I'm sorry, I can't feel sorry for Broadview, Twinsburg, Shaker for getting shafted in this, and for working in Cleveland, because our own city hall ignores its own residents, and I'm a resident of Cleveland. When it comes to stadium taxes, red light cameras, school levies, we can't even talk at our own city council meetings on Monday. Now, the city might cut back on snowplow drivers, which would make the new plows and rock salt kind of like obsolete, meaning more potholes with less pothole repair. Now, if the city had they reined in its own police department, had Cleveland reined it in, but it didn't. And as Jackson sat back, and as the union sat back and watched police shootings progress and spiral out of control, which caused protests, nationwide scrutiny, and the U.S. Justice Department to say, hell no, and hit us up with a dissent decree to force change. $11 million in the first year and $7 million each year after that. Now, if the city and the police union had worked together, this wouldn't have happened.
There's some non-believers, the ones that keep laughing in your face once you expire, but you know it. I finally hit them airways blowing up like gay. Talking down, we leave your jaw leaking. I'm the grinding good at game. Thought Monty was out of commission like Wayne. I turned it a great betray. I'll provide you with that heat like a mind. Take a seat, get in your squad. I'll be dropping bars. Molly committed to going hard. I made war with no discharge. When your act is made, did you play your part? And you wanna end the day when you never start. We spread they life, stand one take. They recognize I carry weight. I sit so no man. Okay, this ain't the first 48. I still got more to say. The G code, I orchestrate them Cleveland boys regulate. If it ain't about no money, then you gotta wait. Jump shit, plop on your grave. I gave them a whole paragraph. I'm the powder in the slab. I'm the product in the bag. I'm the best she ever had. I'm the one that's off the map. I be dropping bars. I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard. I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars. I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard. I'm flexing on you all. I be words in the streets. I'm about to take over. You sweeter than them Skittles. I spit colors like Crayola. I reek up like Scarface. Knock you out like De La Hoya. Put the package in the bag. Ship the product and take over. Motley on a paper chain. I can't hold your hand. dance for ya. As long as I can remember, I've been scuffling and hustling. Keep paper like a mailman, the salesman, you the customer. Be real to the people, your whole makeup is a cover up. You keep running your girl, that Marshall pump is gonna shut you up. Time to play ball, another rookie wanna run with us. Another one, bite the dust. Yeah, time for me really to get my company up. Y'all wanna envy us, this game gon' continue. All my dollars like religion, bruh. That mean I be faithful to this money, cuz if you think I'm lying, then you get the buzz loud in the air. That way I'll blaze them trees up. I be dropping bars, I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars, I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars. All money ain't good for you. Deep in the hood, it get real ugly like Diddy. I'm getting real money. Anything goes. Look, I'm coming. It's near my plate. I'ma get them coppin'. I'ma off to the club, get a cup for runners. And I ain't never picked the day, start running. More or less, time is money. Blackout sound is so direct. When them shoppers rain, ain't no coming back. That's when the combination connect. Break you down. Ah, your whole skill set. Keep a square out my circle. Still five, they holler that. Yeah, I be dropping bars. I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard. I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars. I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard. I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars. I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard. I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars. I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard. I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars.
And as I was saying before I decided to take my little break, the one thing that we have to take a look at is if the city and the police union had worked together, this so-called tax increase wouldn't have happened. This violent epidemic of crime in the inner city has begun to invade downtown and other popular neighborhoods, where Mayor Jackson has said the police reforms will call for hiring more police, better trained, and better technology. The city pledged $30 million over the next 15 years towards the $125 million city-owned First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns, who have not done enough to pay their own way. Now, the stadium is what we're on hook for when it comes to upkeep and management. Now, either the streets will be fixed by tax money and your tax vote for what have you, or if the taxes don't go into effect the way they're talking, it looks like you will have broken wheel alignments, axles, and all of that from unfixed potholes and you name it. You know, it's a shame when you end up having those people to quote-unquote represent you in City Hall and they are not what you would call, what's the word I'm looking for? Business people. I'm looking at, and you did just hear Black House Sounds. Nice request that came in online from a couple of different people, so I appreciate that. I'm going to 216-209 to see what's on their mind. 216-209, how you doing out there?
I'm great, Al. This is John from Black Odyssey.
Man, it's always good to talk to you. Tell me something, bro.
Oh, man. I always got great news every time I talk to you. First off, I'm going to start off with the mixtape that we hosted from the last show that was in November 4th last year. That mixtape is now over 3,500 views. So I want to shout out to everybody on the Best of the Best Cleveland mixtape. You can check out the views and you can check out everything on GetRightMusic.com, also on DeadPimps.com, and on CoastToCoast.com, and search for Cleveland Best of the Best mixtape. And you can see all the everything that you would like to see on there as far as artists that's doing anything that was in the shows with us and everything.
Nice, man.
I say God is great because, you know, we started off, and for a lot of people who don't know about Black Odyssey, we started off with six members, and we built our own studio. We did everything ourselves. We started from scratch. We even moved cross town and and got everything together with six individuals who had a plan and a vision to make things work. And although hardship hit us pretty hard and most of the members ain't still around, but the last two are holding the torch for everybody else who came. So just talking about perseverance and people sticking together, because I was listening to what Ms. Hopkins was saying in the earlier conversation with you about people in general sticking together, and we do stick together as our people. It's just the way it's broadcast and transmitted out here to others that makes the younger generation feel that they have no hope of sticking together with each other. But if you take a look outside of what they're projecting and broadcasting, we do stick together. And the end result of us sticking together is something great every time.
Man, I appreciate you for dropping that knowledge, for real.
Oh, man, and that's what it's all about. I mean, you know, too many people been lied to. That's why we here. We got to tell the truth about something that's going on. How anybody going to know what to go and what to choose and what to do, you know?
And that is so true. As a matter of fact, how can people become a part of your movement or catch up with what you're doing?
First of all, you can go to YouTube and click BLAQODESSY, and that's Black Odyssey. We have a page on YouTube. You can also hit us on Google and show you everything else we got. Twitter, we're at Black Odyssey on Twitter, at Black Odyssey on Instagram, and you can check me out personally, John Allen, on Facebook. When you see a profile picture of me looking down at you with a nice shirt and tie, that'll be me. And,
got you.
Man, I just want to say thank you, Al Porter, because you was there like from the beginning, seeing how it was built up and everything. So if anybody that knows, you know personally.
Right. And it's nice to see progression. It's a beautiful thing. And I just want to say, man, keep doing what you're doing and represent.
I sure will. And I got more things to come at the next hip-hop workshop, some more DVD giveaways as well.
Man, we're looking forward to it. And thank you so much, brother. And, you know, it's real good to have people who are actually not only doing things, but still in the middle of getting things done. So I'm very thankful for that. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at some of the ones who've been online for a little bit of time. I want to thank you all for doing everything you could to at least hold on to the line before I check out the 216-338 and see what's going on with the 216-410 and that type of stuff. And 216-417, I want to let people know you can Facebook or Blog Talk, D Gambit Radio, or Bored and Restless, Miss Contagious. Let them know where you heard it from, because all we're doing is working together as a movement. Also, Saturdays at midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, 89.3 FM. That's WCSB.org. 216 Radio featuring Coco Z, a.k.a. Jane Doe, who came to the hip-hop workshop. And like I said before, it's just an honor to be here. If you want any information on Black Crime Incorporated, it's always blackonblackcleveland.com is the website. That's blackonblackcleveland.com, which is the website. Facebook page is Alfred Porter, JR, period, with a sheriff's hat as a profile picture. So, you know, those are certain things that I'm just throwing out there real quick as we get back to our phone lines, because if it wasn't for people calling in, I know I'd be in trouble, and that's just the definite truth. So with that being said, what is happening out here with the phone number of 216-338, 216-338? How you doing? 216-338. I know people get upset with me because they say, there's a one button. I didn't push the one button. I didn't want to talk, but I keep warning people that I come to you because I never know if you're going to say something that somebody else or myself might be able to use as something called value, because you never know what's going to come out there and help somebody else. So with that 216-410 phone number, 216-410, what's going on out there with you?
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Okay, now I know that voice. How you been?
All right, it's LaVita Murray, Million Women March. Just going to drop it like it's hot. Where we are in the movement with the women, Thursday, Lee Harvard Community Center, the press release will be out. I just got off the phone with Judge Keenan. Thursday, February 11th, 5:30, Lee Harvard Community Center. There's going to be an eight-panel member. O'Malley is the one of the McGinty didn't answer yet. He hasn't responded to show up. Some of the panel members will be Annette Fisher, Sheba Marcus Bay, Valerie Aiden, Imperial Women Coalition, Black Man's Army, Million Women March, Imperial Women Coalition, Avery McCullen, Genevieve Ada, the activists. We wanted some of the activist voices as well. So the press release will be going out tomorrow morning. Flyers will be distributed. And so furthermore, the movement, I'll be on a conference with the internationals and the Million Women March Internationals to discuss our partnership in Philadelphia movement and the movement here. We got to rise up. We got to rise up. And so the women voices can be heard from the heart, mind, and soul, and the spirits.
I appreciate that very much, and we appreciate what you do.
So we want to thank Kathy Coleman as well. You know, this is necessary. And we want to thank Judge Keenan. And the narrator would be Attorney Michael Nelson, NAACP president. We want to thank him as well.
I definitely have to thank everybody for getting involved with a unified effort to make sure that we, quote, unquote, take back our city, you know, and act like it's our city. So that's why I'm very thankful that the Creator has allowed so many powerful people, men, women, women, men, kings and queens, to stand together to reclaim everything. So thank you for that phone call.
And you, and thank you. Thank you very much for your support. And we just appreciate you, my brother. You know we do. And God bless you.
God bless you as well. I'm looking forward to this Thursday. So thanks again for that reminder phone call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, that's one thing that I could say I'm overjoyed and I appreciate is when I hear from people who are actually out there doing things all the way around. It makes me feel so good. It also makes me feel good with people who just call to listen or people who call to just ask a question or two. If I don't have an answer, we're going to look up that answer during the week and come back. That's the only way you come back with solutions, because if it's anything that I don't like is when you go to ask a question of somebody, instead of them saying they don't know, they go and give you any old answer, they end up sending you in the wrong direction. I know there have been times you put up on somebody and ask them, hey, which way is 4th Street? And instead of them saying they don't know, they'll say, oh, you just go around there and down the corner. Next thing you know, you're on 14th Street trying to figure out how in the world did you end up missing your stop because somebody didn't have sense enough to say, I don't know. As a matter of fact, before I take the time to play a track, I just want to take the time. I said I was going to be kind of nice, so this is kind of nice. I want to let people know that HJS Music presents the Black Man's Army soundtrack, March the 1st, under Movement Music. I definitely am looking forward to that one hitting out. I also want to let people know that this is just a little train of thought that I have that's running around my little pea brain. Do boycotts work? Hooping and hollering. You know, every time I do some sort of mass protest or I take part in one, someone complains. They'll say, why don't you just use the law or sue them in court or forget all that. Tell them to vote. Well, my thoughts are, I would be a fool not to join 25, 50, 75, 100, 200-plus people who want to go out on the front line and send a message to the powers that be. But here's my thoughts. If you Facebook lawyers and voter rights people were so behind what you're pushing, you will come out to address the masses rather than hide out in your own little cubbyhole like a mad scientist. Case in point, now my daughter, she passed in 1986. There are times I hate doing children's vigils, but I go to support families and others and give them a little bit of that extra backing that they need. So if some of you chumps believe so hard in voting, instead of you telling me what to add, why don't you come out in the cold, rain, sleet, ask for our mic, which we'll hand over, and you address the crowd as well. If you feel you know something about the law with concrete results, get up, get out, and speak to the crowd about it. Now, Professor Laricia Hawkins was placed on administrative leave from Wheaton College after saying Christians and Muslims share the same God, and they should share the same God, and she wore a hijab during Advent. And now, a hijab veil that covers head and chest worn by some Muslim women. Advent, Western Christian churches waiting and preparing for Jesus' nativity at Christmas. Now, many at Wheaton College felt the school's scrutiny was in part due to her race and gender. Wheaton College disagreed, saying it was due to theological statements, which was inconsistent with the school's doctrinal teachings. So it was against their doctrine, you know, doctrinal teachings, that type of stuff. Now, hooping and hollering don't work. Well, the students are protesting like hell, and almost 80 faculty members demanded firing. The firing recommendations that came from the school be withdrawn. So 80 faculty members demanded the firing recommendations be withdrawn from the provost and by the school president. And hundreds of alumni threatened to withhold donations, boycotting. Now, hooping and hollering and financial boycotts don't work. Well, the provost withdrew the firing recommendation and reached a confidential agreement with Professor Hawkins. And this week they will have a joint press conference. Now, I know voting's important. Simply United Together held the drive to get folks signed up to vote. They didn't talk about it or complain about what's not done at the workshop. They came and did it. The Inner City Republican Movement will do the same thing. That's movie night. But if you want folks to join a legal group or a voting group, come talk to people. Direct the people. Just don't hide in your cubbyhole pointing at everybody's faults. I'll be right back after this.
This OG DJ Goldie Montana, representing my nigga Suave Gotti, my A1 from day one. Cleveland, stand up and let your legs broke, nigga.
Man, watch one of these old cats gonna say something gonna piss me off.
Big bruh.
Lisa, man, what you bringing me here for?
Man, when the last time you been to an old school cabaret?
Not long enough.
Yo, my dude, ain't you Suave?
Yeah, of course.
Peace gang. You still rapping? Hey, yo, I don't know why you cast a record like y'all don't know how to make hits no more.
Oh, yeah? So keep flapping your gums. I'm going to go in 220 studio and make you eat those words, you SpongeBob.
Since I live near Harvard, I hopped on a 15 to get there. And when we wanted to steal, we would hit there and put in work like some bricklayers. Big toys for them big boys out here stealing Ric Flairs. And if you had a girl you wanted to hit square, then you stole a Big Bird or a Big Bear. That was right before 86, yeah, with the tears for fear and the song from the big chair. I'm telling the truth, but y'all don't hear me. I'm old school with a value city flow. Suave was a don, all the biddies know. Pink gangster, tell a jam in the video. Walking through Randall Park Mall with my pink on. Adidas, Levi's, and my mink on. What you think, Holmes, is a Mac pack? Am I old school enough with my backpack? I'm at the casino like backpack. Only money I spent on your mama's what I went off of blackjack. I'm at the casino like backpack. Only money I spent on your mama's what I went off of blackjack.
21!
Another rapper like you.
Wow,
ooh, ooh,
Cleveland. Stand up.
Yo, I made it through the crack era like God Almighty. I felt like R. Kelly. I was stepping to the 90s with the dope man cards, the 9/8 and deep dish. Moved to Atlanta, introduced me to the freak Nick. Dialing the suckers off Peachtree, what a sweet lick. Seen how they city came up, I'm like, peep this. Same time a woman gave birth overseas, I gave birth to a plan in my brain overread. Came back to Cleveland, 1992, I hooked up with DJ Tenapee and the Flyers crew. At the Sarai House, spitting classic scriptures. With my DJ crew, Master Kappa mixing, taking photos with the dope boys, flashing pictures.
But was you really the man?
Nigga, ask your sister. Back then, you could certainly find me spitting surgery lines. Way before these nursery rhymes. You didn't need no cats just to murder your mind. I leave you horizontally flat with a vertical spine. Every hurdle I climb, cause I serve the divine. The virtuous kind propels every verse of my rhyme. Like
you been the man since 92.
Ballin' like Kyrie, playing on 93 FM. Whoever had something to say, then F them, cause I left them. Like get out of Dodge. Half the rappers from back in the day that disappeared just like the Mirage. But I'm still here giving a mental massage for the type that'll kill you, the venomous swab. Pink Gang, the full camera, and Nicki Minaj. I taught most of the city how to rap like Mr. Miyaz. E is my partner, the Flow Master Show. VoiceOfRadio.com classic show. I will kill you and your whole crew fast or slow.
Dopest rapper in Ohio?
Ask your hoe. I tell you, straight to your face, fool a man to man. Say your rap, I'd rather listen to Duran Duran. 80 music in my radio at the drop of the hat. But I still used to kick it at the top of the flat. Ill style rockers taught me how to grind. So I started spitboxing, I brought it to the bottom line. Rich Red Ward, I fed more cats than your back bed bugs on your bedboard. Cover of the scene, you cats ain't seeing me. Ghetto Mind State, TMF to a DVD, Ohio. Hip Hop Awards, I started that with D. Loran. Atlanta 92, Jack the Rapper, see the plan? Come together. Al Porter, Shakespeare, and Black on Black, we run together. The Godfather ain't from Sicily. He from Cleveland, and he packed more heat than a rotisserie.
In the man since 92.
Wow, 2 weeks to number one, that Suave Gotti with Never Be. Oh, my goodness. I only have about 40 seconds, so 216-450. That's 216-450. Yes?
Hey, hey, how's
You're
it
online.
Going?
I'm All doing right, well.
That was beautiful. Suave Gotti in the house. They say,
you know,
never be another rapper like you. That's awesome. I love to hear it. Yeah, just
you
like
know,
this
you got about,
I'm so big up.
You got about 20-something seconds left while you're singing the refrain. What's
I'm
going on?
I'm just saying. That, I mean, I think it was worth a recap. That's beautiful. I want to send a shout-out to my sister, Crystal J, who performed with Beyonce last night with the trumpets.
Okay.
My son, Christian Clark, who signed a full ride deal with Alabama State. And I'd like to thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving him a platform to do his sports casting live, because that really went a long way and built up his resume. And I just want to say blessed love and light to the whole Cleveland family.
All right. And what is your name before we head out of here?
Dream.
Kennedy.
Oh, this
will
be
Sister Alonda.
People say
a dream. Thank you so much, Sister Alonda. And we'll listen to one of my favorite songs right now. Stolen Dreams from Black Odyssey. And Sister Alonda, now you know you got to call in earlier next week so we can hear what's going on. And for the rest of you, enjoy this particular track, The Lyrics Are Awesome.
Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord, help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord, help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. As I write this passage, my mental thought be food for these youngsters. They like them dumpsters, searching for suffering. Too mean, crack-team mothers. Love and laughter is the answer, but niggas blind. Used to dirt, filth, and slime. Dodge it one time, it's vermin in the beast belly. Come take a ride on the side where enemies collide. Crab mentality, equal fatality. Wars in the night over hard white. The hood is full of crooks and thieves. Your own brother can make you bleed. Little mama was the angel till her halo turned black. Now she smoke crack. Her boyfriend turned her out to that situation where girl meets boy. Now she hooked on the boys. Another victim in the hood turned crack team. Lost in the stolen dream.
Damn.
Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream.
Niggas ain't fucking with the team. Haters got me ducking from my dreams. That's called my toast. Nights on my knees, Bible on my bedpost. Kisses on my forehead from my dead folk. The leg close. Yeah, nigga, my pencil sharp. See it and take notes. I know the bread close. I can feel it in my heart. Yeah, the beat's on. My heat's strong. Yeah, nigga, that's Cleveland song. No tough talk. My niggas keep me strong like a Jesus song. Hoping I can find the day when the evening's gone. And it came a song. I pray the weak get strong. Stand on your feet and stay grown. I pray you strong. And I'm staying in the hood. Even when I'm going for good. Generation of the misunderstood. If only we could. Smell the fire burning through the wood. When we stand with candles in hand.
With candles in hand. With candles in hand.
Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream.
Black Odyssey, Stolen Dreams. Next week, we're going to talk about how the Cleveland Browns and Jimmy Haslam are stealing from you. We're going to slap down the Oscars while we at it. Should be fun.